This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I've not even given it a thought as of this moment. It's not something that's right now on my mind. I do feel badly for Paul Manafort. That I can tell you.
All right, that's the president reacting to Paul Manafort again today. This time, U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson, in a packed courtroom, issues her sentencing. She characterized Manafort as a serial liar whose ongoing contempt for the law spanned more than a decade, and it just was downhill from there. 7.5 years, and we're not done yet. Kate Delaney, thank you for joining me on my show. And joining us right at the top is Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, so, your reaction to what's going on with Manafort?
Well, my reaction is that even if the president were to pardon him, even though he says he hasn't considered it, but of course he probably has, is that he's been indicted in New York. And New York, the president's pardon will not work in. So he's in big trouble, I think.
I think so, too. It may be one of those, as you talk about New York state charges that have been leveled against him, and the federal prosecutors in Manhattan are investigating fundraising irregularities, as we say, and you think about the inaugural committee and hush money payments made and all that kind of stuff. So he may never get out of prison, depending on how this all adds up, huh?
Well, first of all, he's 69 years old, so that... Even if he does 7.5 years, he's going to be in his late 70s. And so I just don't see any of this coming to any good for Paul Manafort. Now, he asked for forgiveness because of his wife, et cetera, that he has to take care of her. I looked her up, doesn't have Alzheimer's or anything, so I don't know what that's about, but that's what he said today.
Yeah. All right. There's a lot of other things that happened as well. How about from Capitol Hill, senators voted to pass a resolution requiring the Prez to withdraw any troops in or affecting Yemen within 30 days unless they're fighting al-Qaeda. Explain that to us.
Well, first of all, 7 Republicans voted with the Democrats. The vote was 54 to 46. And this is to withdraw any support for Yemen. Of course, this did happen under Obama. And so this is going to be interesting, Senate Resolution Number 7. So we'll see what happens on that front, but it is not pretty. And, of course, if the president vetoes it, they don't have enough to override the veto, but it's still, when you have 7 Republicans voting with the Democrats, that is not good news.
It's not good news. And I'm going to talk about this more throughout the show because I've flown on these, but how about grounding those Boeing 737 MAX jets when at first they weren't going to do that? The president mentioned that today.
Well, that's right. Basically, what they found is that there were some on-ground similarities with that plane and with the plane that went down with Lion's Air, and so they grounded it. The president did speak yesterday with the head of Boeing, and of course Boeing is an American company, so he wanted to do whatever he could to keep it going, but it is not pretty, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. Beto O'Rourke is going to announce that he's going to run. He's on the cover of Vanity Fair. That's coming out. He got a ton of national news when he was running against Ted Cruz for the Senate seat in Texas. I thought that's when he had the momentum. I guess maybe he can get it back. Some people describe him as Kennedy-esque. But you and I both know it's like a giant lineup of Democrats running.
Everybody's brother and sister is running for president, and we haven't heard from Biden. Now, a lot of people think it's going to be Bernie versus Biden in the final analysis when they go out on the road. I don't know. I don't know about any of the women that are running. I do think that whoever is president, if it's a male, they're going to probably have to pick a female vice presidential candidate. The days of two men running for president are gone.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think some of the weeding out process is going to be interesting to watch. And as you and I also both know, boy, it takes a lot of money to run for president, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. In order to get actually on the stage to be in the first run of the Democratic candidates, they have got to have 65,000 individual donors. So it doesn't matter if they have most money. They have to have 65,000 individual donors. Now, Bernie has that, and, of course, Biden has not yet run.
Yeah. And then here's something that's New Yorkish, but people certainly know him. What's going on with Rudy G? I guess he's, is he going through a whole divorce again? Another divorce for him?
Well, you know, things are kept quiet in New York, but in fact, I think he probably is going through another divorce. And of course, he's the president's legal team. But the question is, a lot of people in New York don't think he's the brightest bulb in the socket.
That, I like that. So here's the thing. Giuliani, I guess, it, you know, his estranged wife is Judith Nathan, and she was the woman who came about after the first wife, and I guess she filed for divorce last April after he was publicly, as you know, stepping out on the town with a woman he was supposedly having an affair with. He denies that, and they're saying, you know, they're saying that this proceeding has become a circus and it's unpleasant. And that's, of course, because, as we also know, the New York Post is all over this. I mean, this is just fodder for them for page six, isn't it?
Page six, man, they are like crazy.
Hey, you've never made page six, right?
Actually, I think I did once. But that was because somebody put it there.
I like that. Somebody put it there, because that happens too.
Well, so Erica, it was for something I was doing in New York. I don't remember what it was, but it was many years ago.
Okay, so it was on the good side. You were happy about it.
I was happy about it. It wasn't nasty, no.
All right, you never know. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So the Manafort story is obviously huge, too. It's been 17 months, this whole thing through the criminal justice system. Isn't it crazy? And now, in the end, Jackson, you know, Amy Berman Jackson, the district judge in Virginia, having none of him and the kind of crazy things that were happening in the courtroom. So bad news for Manafort. He wasn't getting a break that he did the last time around. In my opinion, it was pretty light for Manafort. This time, bam, wham, slam, that's it. And, I mean, this is real stuff. 7.5 there, plus New York going after him. So the question becomes, in the end, how many years does it add up to? I mean, this is white-collar crime. And this white-collar crime can go either way on you. You're either walking the plank, the sharks are circling, you're definitely going to be made an example of, especially when they have you cold on certain things, and you're not getting anything light. And in the case of Manafort, I think this was really, really the case. So new charges, that whole kind of thing. I mean, how many years can they give him? And, you know, some people blasted the judge saying it was excessive, the amount that he was given, but she said, look, it's hard to overestimate the number of lies, the amount of fraud, the extraordinary amount of money involved for this opulent lifestyle. And, you know, it never looked good for him when he was there. It never, ever, ever looked good. So she was definitely sending a message. And, you know, at one point he even said, Your Honor, I'm going to be 70 years old in a few weeks. Please, and he said that he was his wife's primary caretaker. Heard Ellen say that. He said, please let me and my wife be together. And, yeah, she was having no mercy. None on that front. Not happening. Coming up on the flip side, more on Boeing and the grounded planes. There were definitely people that were affected. Some planes didn't even take off today. Woo! Hang through.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Somebody who's getting ready to fly to Ireland in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be in Hawaii, flying to the East Coast a couple of times. Boy, I wonder what the plane situation is going to be like. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney grounded the Boeing 737s are. There were a lot of people that found themselves on planes that were getting ready to take off, and they were grounded. At Love Field, they had dozens of the Boeing 737 MAX jets, MAX 8 and MAX 9. We know other countries have grounded them because of these horrific accidents. So this is what they're doing. So passengers were getting a little bit nervous, supposedly. And once the president made the announcement, boom, ordered grounded, you had a couple that had to turn back. One had to be towed back to the gate. Another one had to land. So that's the deal for now, until they go further into the Boeing 737s after, you know, they're scrutinizing this after what happened with that crash in Ethiopia. And those airlines in other countries acting quickly. The Federal Aviation Administration said the order on Wednesday was the result of new evidence collected at the site and analyzed during the day, and that's why that decision was made that way. They said newly refined satellite data, and it's stuff that Canada actually had cited earlier in its decision to stop the flight. So what's going on? We don't get the information? Give me a break. And the FAA didn't also disclose the new evidence at the scene, but said it was the missing pieces that aligned the track of the two fatal Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashes since October, right? So anyway, there's going to be a bunch of briefings that are going to happen. The president announced the ban on the tube with the FAA administrator, Dan Elwell, by his side. He made that decision with also the support of the transportation secretary. I mean, this is the ropes, the hoops, you know, you would jump through, boom, bang, that's it. And, you know, Canada had grounded planes early on Wednesday. The European Union acted on Tuesday. China and some other airlines ordered the planes not to fly within just hours of the crash. They weren't going to mess with that. And as of right now, and I just checked this off the air, Argentina, Mexico, they have not grounded the planes yet. And, of course, the Senate Commerce Committee, they're going to have hearings to talk about this in April, looking into the crashes, what are the contributing factors, all that whole kind of deal. Boeing has to be on massive edge over this because of the amount of planes and because of the orders that are out there for so many of those planes that were going to be scooped up. Let's go to David, who's listening to us in the UK. Hello, David.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
First of all, do you remember the last time we spoke, Kate?
Oh, I think it's been forever. When was the last time we spoke?
I think it was about 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was during the campaign for president and when McCain was running. Remember that?
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. How have you been? That's a long, long time.
Well, let me just say this before we go on. One of the things I wanted to talk about tonight was what I would say to Beto O'Rourke if I have the opportunity. But before I go there, I would love to talk to you again sometime soon. And the reason is because I lost track of you when you moved away from Al Talk News. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You just kind of disappeared from the scene, and I tried forever to find you. But suddenly tonight, I thought, oh, I'll try this old number, and bing, there you were. Well, at least somebody else answered, but I found out that sometime during this time period, you're going to arrive up here. Now, can you tell me on the website where I can see the show?
Yeah, you can go to... Yeah, for people listening, David, we're on all over the country. I'm proud to say I've been doing this for a year on syndicate. We're syndicated across the country. KSAA radio, for example, in Los Angeles. We're on in New Orleans. We're on in Palm Springs. I mean, all over the place. But for you to find us, depending on your time zone, a lot of people will also go to TuneIn Radio because the shows would be archived that are aired there. So you can always hear the shows there.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about the live show where you are appearing on...
Oh, yeah. You can catch me on any of those stations. They all stream. Like, for example, go to KCAARadio.com and you'll see me all over the place. It streams right as soon as I hit the airwaves.
KCAARadio.com. RADIO.com.
There you go. Nice.
Okay, now, to get to the chase, right?
Yeah.
What I would tell Beto O'Rourke if I was able to speak to him. Okay, this is it. And by the way, you know I'm Bernie Sanders supporter, and this is crazy as Bernie. Just keep that in mind. So, but what I would tell Beto O'Rourke was this. He's already run a gigantic, almost successful campaign in Texas, just barely losing to that lunatic who he was running against. So to me, and there's a lot of really good talent running in the Democratic primary. So why not, instead of worrying about whether he wants to be president or not, why not just worry about whether he wants to be leader of the Senate or not? And what I'm saying is, why doesn't he run again for the Senate in Texas? Surely there's at least one seat up. I see if he could change residencies in time, I would really like to see him run for Senate in Kentucky. But since he's running for Senate, and there's certainly a lot of seats coming up sooner or later in Texas, I think he should run for Senate in Texas.
There you go, Senate in Texas. And he did that against Cruz, narrowly lost. But he said he's always wanted to run for president. He's not going to leave El Paso, where he loves, where he's from, the whole Texas thing. But it's interesting, he has been described as Kennedy-esque-ish, if you will. So, yeah. And he has a chance,
a young man,
for sure.
Wait,
yeah.
The young man. He
yeah.
can certainly run for president sometime soon. But right now, it's a slam dunk for him. He's got all the cash he needs. He's got the base built up all over Texas who love him. Why not just run for Senate in Texas again? Anyway, I don't want to take up too much time, but I hope I can call you again soon. And I don't know how long you're on the air, but can you get the guy to leave me on hold so I can listen to the show?
Absolutely. You got it. So hang on, and we'll let you be able to do that. David in the UK, who used to, we used to talk to him through another streaming thing we also did while we were going live on all those fabulous radio stations that I mentioned. And you can always catch those. I always give shouts out to the stations. In fact, I'll do that as we move along here. And like I said, most of the stations that carry the show, of course, they stream the show as we're moving along too. Okay, I mentioned it's interesting about Beto O'Rourke. He definitely does have some fans. I don't think he would win, to David's point, actually, I don't think he would win the presidential nod on the Democratic side, especially with Biden, Bernie, and others that would be way more popular, at least on the polling side they are. All right, here's what the president had to say about grounding the Boeing 737 jets today.
Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now. And hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
All right, so they are grounded. And I gave you the kind of the roadmap of what that timetable is going to look like. For Boeing, this is disastrous. You know, looking at their stock, it took a little bit of a tank, but it wasn't as giant as you might think. However, if there is something that completely would halt these jets completely, it would be a wipeout. So the stock is falling, and it did slide for the third consecutive day, but as somebody who watches stocks, not quite as much as I thought it would go, but trust me, the grounding of it, the delivery of these planes, now this announcement from the president, it's down about 2.8%. overall, so kind of a little bit of a drop there. So you heard Trump say Boeing is a great, incredible company. They work very hard. They're working very hard right now. But you can't make up how dicey this would be for them if, for some reason, the grounding of these flights continues indefinitely and whatever the problem is, it's not fixed to the liking of other countries and, of course, whoever is using these jets. And the airline companies certainly want to be able to use the jets. All right, coming up, your thoughts. We're going to the mailbag on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump has announced the grounding of the Boeing jets involved in the recent fatal crash of an Ethiopian flight and one in October in Indonesia.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line.
The FAA hopes to get further information on what happened to the Ethiopian airline flight that crashed last Sunday from the data recorder and the flight voice recorder as well. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, suggested former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker may have had conversations with President Trump about Michael Cohen's legal trouble. He said Whitaker didn't deny the conversations during a private meeting on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm psyched for mail time. We got a ton of mail. Not a surprise. Over a plethora of things. Including, I had three people ask me. I had Hal, I had Gene, and I had Jack. It sounds like a band. Hal, Gene, and Jack. In various degrees, so with different reasons, they asked me, varying degrees, I guess, they asked me about what I have been talking about, I guess, for the past, you know, maybe 6-7 weeks, is this Tahibo Tea Club. You hear the spots on the show, and I talk sadly about my mom. Oh, it's tough to talk about, but her battle with colon cancer. And because the guy who started this, Milan Vukovic, started the whole idea of the tea, not the tea itself, but of the club and everything, it was because his father had the same thing, had the colon cancer, and a couple of you've asked me about that, and they couldn't come up with the reason when his weight was dropping, he was getting all the scans and everything, what it was, and they really attributed it to that. So he believed in the power of it and changed his business around and decided he was going to go into this and then started the whole thing, and the rest is history, as they say. So it could be miraculous. Certainly it is definitely good stuff for you. There's no question. It's the pure Paul D'Arco stuff from the tree. Stuff. I use that word, stuff. But anyway, I like the story, and I like Milan, and I am very happy with myself, what's going on, because I have these trips that are coming up, not on those Boeing 737 MAX jets, however. I don't think that's going to be my flight to Ireland. I have to fly to Shannon, and then I fly out of Dublin, and I'm taking the show there. And in the next couple of weeks, you'll be hearing a lot more about that. I'm going to talk to some of the people connected with the Irish Tourism Board, and I'll bring you all the exciting announcements and castles and things I'm going to stay in. And I'm always happy to take the show on the road to introduce you to new things and to live through that. So anyway, the Boeing 737 MAX, as a matter of fact, the MAX 8 and 9. I got this question from Peter, who said, yo, Kate, I don't understand. What is the deal with these jets? It is pretty scary to think about because, for goodness sake, I mean, bloody hell. And he said, by the way, I mean, bloody hell. It seems like while it is not the bulk of all these airlines, you know, fleets, it seems like there's plenty to go across the board. And I think it's good that they've been grounded until they know exactly what has happened and they can pinpoint the problems. To me, why would you want to get on one of those planes? Well, exactly. I mean, it's just scary when you hear that everybody was saying, oh, no, we're grounding them. So we're not going to ground them. I mean, no. And they say the new evidence is what is the reason why, that they're paying attention to that. Of course they are. And that's why the U.S. joined, that because of this evidence that we didn't know all the details on. And I guess once all that comes to light, we'll know more of that. But it's scary, that's for sure. The, you know, you've got places that, like Norwegian Air, they have 18 of the planes. So think about that. And West has a whole bunch of the planes, and American flies the plane. I fly American a lot, and I have been on one of those flights. I just didn't really think about it. And of course, you can always find out what flight you're on, what kind of plane, with FlightAware. I have that, and you can look that up, or a lot of times you can find that on your ticket anyway when you're booking the flight. Sometimes Southwest will tell you that. But the plane involved in Sunday's crash was delivered to the airline in November. The pilot had more than 8,000 hours of flight experience, had a distress call go out, tried to return to the airport, couldn't do it. And the pilots told air traffic control they were having flight control problems. That's what it said. Flight control problems. So the equipment's going to be shipped for analysis, and that's what they're looking at. I mean, think about that, 157 people dead in that Ethiopian Airlines crash, including some Americans. All right, let's move to another email I got here. This one is from Sam, and Sam says, wow, parents paying $500,000 or more to get kids into college. Kate, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. And given their positions, did they just seem oblivious to the possibility that this could be widespread and, hey, you could get caught? Well, I think they thought they were, when they put the money into this charity thing and the way they set it up, that they were not going to be caught. So they felt good about it. They felt like they were in good hands, so to speak, and that wouldn't happen. Of course, this was a big sting operation. They were caught in that net. They gamed the process. This is exactly what they did. They cheated. So now you have Lori Loughlin, who was from Full House and has been on she's been on a ton of television shows and whatnot, Hallmark Channel, think that. Anyway, she was released on $1 million bond. They picked her up. Same thing. And they say guns drawn. I mean, what's that about? Guns drawn when they went to pick up Felicity Huffman. And she looked like it wasn't very good. But we'll see where these cases go. And certainly, this is widespread. And it's not just these actresses. You have wealthy parents, coaches, exam administrators who were getting money. And the guy who was the ringleader was this Rick Singer. It was a sham college counseling group called The Key. 25 million since 2011 to January of 2019. All of that was thrown in as bribes. So either cheating on tests, fabricating athletic credentials, that kind of thing, and ACT and SAT exam administrators, they were part of that conspiracy too. They called it a side door, parents taking a side door to cheat. And they paid, some people paid $6.5 million. Here's a question. Was it worth it in the end? And then the question also becomes, did the kids know? And apparently they think a lot of them didn't know. But now they're in school and you have lots of other students saying it's not fair. Who didn't get in because of them? Do they get booted from school? And the answer to that is we don't know for sure. I talked to somebody today covering the story in California, and they're furious in Trojan Nation. But does that mean they're out? Who knows? Now, the one woman has a daughter who, of course, is beautiful like she is. Her name's Olivia. And she is just getting skewered on social media since the charges came against her parents. So, you know, basically it's being trolled all over the place. And people are writing things like, you know, you didn't earn your success. You stole it from someone more hardworking and deserving than you. And she had this huge following. She had this whole makeup stuff that she was selling. So she might find all of that just, you know, folds up afterwards. Schools are firing and suspending coaches as they absolutely should be. There were other people that reacted to that, too. And this one was from Michael. Kate, I listen to the show a lot. Congratulations on the 10-year mark. Go get those guys. Go get those guys. Go get those guys. I see that this show's expanding. I'm very happy for you. Thank you for that. And speaking of expanding, I think this case against these idiots who went along with Rick Singer and thought that they were getting a free in for their kids are now paying a heavy, heavy price for that. Oh, yeah, it's a heavy price for that because, first of all, when you live your life in front of the camera, it's always about that image, right? And now this is brutal. But have there been more brutal things that have happened with celebrities? Yeah, but what about these faking athletic credentials or how about faking a disability? That is so sad. And I think the real victims in all of this, with this bribing and cheating, are the ones that we don't know of who didn't get in. So your mom's working three jobs, you're working jobs, you're trying to do what you can to get into these colleges. For goodness sake, the tuition is outrageous. You know, I have a friend who's a professor at Notre Dame. He and his wife, good friends. And he's worked his way up academically to get to be a professor at Notre Dame. And one of the things that's a benefit is their kids get X amount of money to go to college once they get to college age. And they can go to Notre Dame and use it there, or they can go someplace else. That's a perk of the job, a legal perk of the job, by the way. And that was part of the reason of sometimes for people in those roles of taking those jobs. It's a great university with a great name and all that sort of thing, but then this is one of their benefits. But that's a benefit. That's not a bribe. That's not a scam. I love what the FBI called it, too, by the way, Operation Varsity Blues. Yeah, that was the code name, Varsity Blues. All right, Manafort's sentencing got one from Newt Manafort going down big time. Kate, I'm a Republican, but even I think that there's just no way getting around the Manafort thing because he looked like too much of a rich, smug guy to a lot of these people in court. And of course, the things that he's being accused of, they have him nailed cold on. He's going to run into someone who doesn't care, and they're going to sentence him, and he finally hit that wall. I think he never gets out of prison. What do you think? I think there's a great chance that he never gets out of prison. He's been in jail since last June, by the way. We're hitting the man cave. That's coming up with me, Kate Delaney.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound, plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
Yeah, okay, I'm in the man cave. I love that. Yep, and we're in the man cave, and in the man cave we'd be talking about what team do you think should have gotten in who's on the bubble, because brackets are coming up, and we would be talking about that. We'd be talking about this Boeing stuff, too. Hey, man, did you see the news? What do you think? Are you taking any flights? Most of my guy friends are rabid political, business, and sports junkies. And what am I? A rabid political, business, and sports junkie. I like to say I'm a content curator. And that's why I love doing this show, by the way. So in the man cave, we would be talking about that this morning. Gary Jeff Walker, who's on a big station in Cincinnati, asked me if I'd come on with him. And we talked about Boeing. We talked about other things that were happening. And he also asked me about the brackets and who were the Cinderella teams and what did I think. And, you know, in the end, it's always going to be your big four teams, your big eight teams, the usual suspects. But that's coming down the stretch because we'll set up the brackets, and once they announce, then we'll know who's playing who and all that good stuff, which means everybody who could care less about college hoop suddenly cares. Why? Because they plunked down $5 or whatever to be in some sort of a pool, and they're hoping that they're going to win. There was a lot of conversation, speaking of winning or losing, about Antonio Brown from Pittsburgh and where he'd end up. In fact, a lot of people thought Brown would end up playing for the Jets. I mean, there was heavy rumors about that he's going to go to the Jets, and that's where he's going to end up and all that. But instead, he doesn't end up with the Jets. He ends up with Oakland, being a Raider. And the Raiders, of course, have infuriated the people of Oakland, because they're moving. They're going to Las Vegas. They don't even know what facility they're playing in next year. However, they are a team that people are always talking about. So here's what Antonio Brown had to say about playing with John Gruden.
He knows what it takes. You know, he's done been around the game, from in the game, outside the game, and his knowledge is so amazing. And when you have a coach like that, you know, it's like your dad. You know, you want to be around him because, you know, he's not going to build you up for what you're doing. You know, he's going to encourage you on how you always could get better. And when you got a guy like that who always going to help you improve and grow, that's the type of guy you want to be around. And that's the type of guy you want to play for.
You know, it's interesting. Oakland actually were so horrible last year. They did some smart things. And not only Brown, you could say, well, what's his mind going to be like? He is still an incredible player, but also former Chargers wideout Tyrell Williams, who's really a deep threat, is added to their roster. That's going to make a big difference for Derek Carr. If he gets enough protection, he'll have enough time to really fling that ball. So Oakland might be a lot better than some people would expect. Certainly there's nowhere to go but up, that's for sure. Speaking of no place to go, or perhaps some place to go, when you look at the Los Angeles Lakers and the addition of LeBron James, he sold a ton of seats, created a lot of excitement, but you know, it's going to take time. It's very odd for me, as somebody who has covered this man his whole career and watched him, to think that he's not on a team that's going to find themselves in the postseason. In fact, here's what he said about his Lakers and the odds of them playing in the extra time.
You know, I would love for this team to be in the postseason. For me to be a part of the postseason is always something I've always, loved. You know, right now it's not the hand that was dealt. So you play the hand that you was dealt, and then until the dealer shuffle the cards and give you another hand, then, you know, you do that. So, you know, I'll be watching it if we're not in there. And it looks like we're not, our chances are slimming down each and every game. And so many teams in the West are playing well. So, you know, try to get better, but this won't be the last time I'll be in the postseason. That's for sure.
All right, so not the last time he'll be in the postseason. He's right. But the Lakers are 31-36. They're 15 games out in the West. There are so many teams in front of them and neck and neck with them, too, like the T-Wolves and the Kings. But the Clippers are 39-30. I don't know that I see them slipping. And, of course, Golden State on top. So that makes complete sense to me. I don't believe that we are going to see the Lakers in the playoffs. And then all that entails is there's conversations about, well, LeBron was coming here, and with LeBron coming, wasn't it supposed to be just a layup that they'd be in the playoffs? And of course not, because the team around him is so young. That's part of it. All right, a couple of shout outs, because I was asked by David even about this. You know, a lot of these stations stream the show live, fabulous stations, and I thank them. It's been 10 years since I've been on this show, and we are really picking up some great steam, and some of you have really hung in there right from the very beginning, believing in the show, so thank you for that. Like, if you go to KPAM 860 in Portland, thanks to them, they carry my show, as does KBNP, also in that Portland area. Get a lot of reaction from my pals in New Orleans. Oh, boy, I love going to New Orleans. I've been to New Orleans, I don't know how many times. I was thinking about this the other day. How many times have I been to Louisiana in general, but in New Orleans? So a WGSO 990 AM, big shout out to you. I don't do it enough for some of these great affiliates. KCAA, I mentioned them before. KCAA Radio in Southern California, just terrific having been on there for now a couple of months. Our pals at WMKT 1270, Traverse City, that's a great spot too. It's a great place to go and hang. And of course, Palm Springs. I mentioned Palm Springs. Oh, Palm Springs, there's certain times of year. If you have never gone to Palm Springs, take that trip to California and make sure you stop at Palm Springs, because Palm Springs is just an excellent place to be. It is, there really is a lot to do there. So anyway, KKGX, 920 AM, my pals there. I love the Yucca Valley, Palm Springs area. Anyway, we will do that more as I'm finding some stories from all of you across this great nation. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of more affiliates, and we'll mention them throughout the upcoming weeks. It's kind of I call it the spring shout-out. Spring shout-out. And if there's anything good happening in your area, meaning there's somebody you think that it would be worth highlighting and there's some cool story I might be able to unfold, unpack, whatever, send me an email on that, throw it in the mailbag. And that would be KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, so let's take this one quickly here. Our pal Jack Alexander from Australia. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm on top of the world, and congratulations on 10 years. And it was nice to have been involved in, nearly 7 of those years.
Yes. Yeah, 10 years. How about that, huh?
Yeah. Well, I've got news of my own.
Let's hear it.
I just signed a deal that I'll be doing a weeknight show, 2 hours weeknight on the ranch on smart TVs and devices around the United States.
Nice.
Dried today. So,
the ranch.
It's been a lot of hard work. And look, Kate, I want to thank you, because your friendship, your coaching, and being the great mentor, I wouldn't be where I am now with my career had it have not been for those years that I spent working on America Tonight. And well, I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, Jack, we are very, very proud of you. And how can people, when does that start quickly?
That starts next Monday from 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Eastern. All right, so we'll check it out on The Ranch. And again, syndicated, so that's very, very...
The Range.
Cool. The Range. Why do I think The Ranch? The Range. So we'll look up The Range and we'll find Jack. Jack, congratulations. We wish you nothing but the best on that. Very, very cool. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. See you again. Make it count, everyone.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea. tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.